God. It's your season to be blessed. So give God some praise in this house. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful day. Another day the Lord has made. And we should rejoice and be glad that you are in the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. We call this fast time. And I guess y'all must have caught up with it. Cause this service sure has gone fast. Amen. Who sang the song? I hadn't turned my mic on. Hallelujah. We will give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. And I'm glad about it. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. Another day the Lord has kept us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we glorify God and we give glory to God for our presider, Elder Green. To all the other preachers in the house, we praise God for you. To everyone who holds a position in the church, we hope, praise God for you. And to every lay one that holds that position, we praise God for you. Everybody's special, everybody's somebody, everybody's precious. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everybody's important. Hallelujah. For God made you for a special reason. That's made for a season. But he made you for a reason. For you to be conformed to and after his purpose and not ours. Hallelujah. But we seem to always be going contrary to that. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. Wow, not even 12 o'clock yet. Glory to God. Our text today is in the book of Luke, 5th chapter, verse 36. Ephesians, 4th chapter. It's on that verse 22. Following in the name of Jesus. We stand here and yield the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. God, we need to hear from you. Feed us now by your word. With your word by you, man servant. Feed us till we can hold no more. In the name of Jesus we pray. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say amen. Luke 5. Are we there? Starting at verse 36. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man put it a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new make it a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agree it not with the old. And no man put new wine into an old bottle. And the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. Hallelujah. From the book of Ephesians, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of the your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away lying, speaking every man the truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Tell the person sitting near you, say, stop patching, put on the new. We attend and love to save things. We get the use out of it, and then we store it. Some of us go rent storage places. Some of us got places in our home we can store it. And some of us got other places that around the house that could be, we can be, store certain things. And then we got some that's a favorite. And it tend to rain. And we'll try to patch it up so that we can continue to wear it. But the Lord would have you to stop patching things. Put on the new. It is not that you don't have it, and you don't have to buy it. I just said, come and eat freely. So you can. Put on the new garment. You ain't worried about the size. It'll fit you. One size fit all. But some of them will say it's too tight. I'm comfortable with my old stuff. But I want you to know that new things will give as you tend to wear them. And new things will be able to take on the circumstances that you're going to face through the day. new things are less likely to ruin than the old garments will. Because they're old and fragile, they tend to ruin rather than give. They have stretched all they can. And you just need to cast it away. The word said, no man put a piece of new garment upon an old. See, our problem is that when somebody, well, I'm going to put it in exactly those words, but when you think that somebody had done you wrong, okay? Now, they may not have done you wrong, but in your mindset, the way you were feeling that day, it hurt you. And that put a rent in your spiritual garment. And you confront the individual about the problem, and they apologize. But you really didn't receive it. They asked me, but they didn't mean it. You told them, that's all right, but you didn't mean it either. You patched the hole. You didn't fix the hole. You just tried to patch it. You didn't deal with the real problem. You dealt with the symptom. And how many know you ain't a cure no cold, just dealing with the symptoms? You got to get at the root of the matter. You think the problem is in digging James. But the problem is not in James, it's in you. Who you see is a mirror of yourself that you are imposing on somebody else. You got a problem, and you want to make sure, make pretend, but Jimmy said, make like. You want to make like it's the other person problem. So you try to clean them up. That's patching, you know. Patching with a new piece of garment on an old garment. And instead of getting the problem celebrated, you excavated it. You made it worse than what it was. Instead of you getting closer to the person, and you know what you're doing when you're trying to get closer to the person, you're really trying to get closer to God. And since you're trying to get closer to God, the devil knows that. And he'll come in and he'll filter things out and he will feed into your mind all these horrible things that the individual did to you. Some of it might be so. Some of it, not so. We tend to imagine. We allow our mind run away with you. But Paul told us in Romans 12, one and two, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God. He didn't talk about your mercy. Your mercy is shaky. Your mercy is sometime. But I heard him say, his mercy endure it. Forever, and do it to all generations. See, our mercy is picky. We pick and choose whom we gonna love and whom we'll have mercy on. But you got to realize you can't go to heaven patched up. You got to have that new garment on. And the word told us that, behold, we've been changed. The former man had passed away. And behold, all things. Tell somebody all things. Anybody know what all things mean? How do we find some things in there that it don't work? If we said it, All things is all things. Tell somebody ain't nothing left. Get rid of that patch. And put on the new garment. It's that you have gotten all things that become new. You have put on now a new garment. Ain't nothing old about your new garment. Anybody go to the store and JCPenney's and Belt Tiles and Seals and all the other Cato's and all the other places and buy you a garment that's new and old? Tell your neighbor, I ain't gonna have it. No, you ain't gonna go there and spend your good money on an old garment that's half good, half new, and half old. Now, if you won't have that for your physical body, why are you putting on one for your spiritual body? Stop patching. Just put the new on. Beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that present your bodies a living, and that's supposed to be how? Holy. And acceptable unto, not to man, but unto God. And in order for it to be accepted to God, it got to be done God's. Amen. And when you think about it, there ain't but one way anyway. That's the right way. There are many ways out there, but there's only one right way. Way that Christ will have you to go. And he said, I'm not asking you something that you can't do. Got an I can't saints? Don't you ain't raise your hand. We don't want you messing up in service. We worshiping now. Okay. Which is your reasonable service? It is what naturally expected of you. That you give your body as a, not a dead one. He doesn't want burnt offerings. That was back there before Jesus came. I tell somebody, that's old. We're in the, we put on the new garment. We can't be wearing the old. That's for your let, your understanding and your learning and building your faith. You got to go by the new. The new gave us a new way to live. It gave us new hope. It gave us new joy. It gave us new power. He gave us the victory and gave us eternal life. The new way. The old way will still lead you to death. Because if you try to live the old way, you got to be judged by the old way. And the old way said the wages of sin is death. And you don't have to be doing a whole lot of sins. All you need to do is, and when you do that one, you are guilty of. So, say, neighbor, one sin will get you in hell just as quick as 1,000. And when you're in there for eternity. Okay. This is what God just naturally expects you to do. To sacrifice your body for the cause of Christ. This is your original service. So we just patch it. We'll sacrifice for this, but we won't for that. I go to this service, but I ain't going to that other one. So and so sponsoring that. And as long as they're sponsoring, I ain't you gonna find me there. Sacrifice yourself. Whether you like it or not, you need to be in it so it can get you out of it. Now, that didn't sound all right, did it? You need to be in it so they can get you out of it. Now, I'm not talking about getting you out of what you're being in, but get you out of your mess that you're in. Something might be said, something might be done that will cause you to be delivered that you've been looking for years. And the reason you haven't got delivered is because you haven't been going. You have to sacrifice yourself. Tell your neighbor, you better stop passing in here. We can't get to heaven passed up. You can't even have a spot. You ain't have a spot of your old self. No recourse. And how many know to get rid of vesicle, you got to put it on some heat? It's getting hot in here. Joe said, I need to be fried by fire. And after I'm fried by fire, then I can come forth. I tell you, never get in the fire. Yeah. We looking for everything be candy. Sweetest candy. And just the prettiest roses. But in this way, you're going to run into some thistles. And not only are you going to see the blossom of the rose, you're going to have some thorns that's lurking under the leaves. And sometimes when we grab somebody, you get a thorn. Don't get angry with them. They thought they were saying something helpful to you, but you received it the wrong way. So if you got a problem with anybody, the problem is really not with the person, the problem is with you. Because the word already told you how to live. The word tell you how to accept that. James said, count it all. Count it all joy when you get into those temptations. But we don't see joy. And we can't see joy for the patch. You can patch up your eyes. And I mean your spiritual eyes. We got them all right here because we'll put some glasses on. And if need be, I get a magnifying glass too. So I can see. But when it comes to the spiritual eyes, we put the blinders on. He didn't mean it that way. God didn't mean for me to take it and keep on taking it. They ain't gonna use me. Yeah. We got those saints that passed up. We can't handle it because the new requires us to stretch. But we still got the old on. We put some patches of the new on it. But you can't put part of the new on. You got to have all of the new. Because when you patch part of the old garment with the new garment, the new gonna start pulling, but the old ain't got nothing to be pulled. And as it pulls, the old garment is all rolled out and roughed up and whatever else faded out to. Start, and we go looking. Too bad we don't really look at ourselves that way. When we hear that noise, we don't really look at our garment. We look at it as a green garment. You heard a noise on yours, but you're looking to find a problem on somebody else. We are always looking for the problem on somebody else. Adam, what have you done? Won't look at me, that woman you gave me. Eve, what did you do? Won't look at me, that serpent. We always looking for our problems in somebody else. I wish somebody would tell somebody, you better stop patching and put that new garment on. And when you got the new garment on, you can take something. When you got the new garment on, when you pull on it, it's not going to run right there. Ah, he said, I got some room to stretch out. Yeah, when you got the new garment on. Yeah, you hear what the word of the Lord say. Yeah. When you got the new garment.
All right.
Well, we got to lay aside. I haven't got through with the woman yet. Your reasonable service. And be ye changed. Transformed. Tell somebody you got to change your clothes before you put the new garment on. Don't put new garment on top of the old. It won't work together. It's gonna burst at the seam. You can't wear new and old. That don't even look right. You refuse to wear the new and old. So he said, they ain't the same color. I thought it might be the same color. How you expect that you've been washing the other one? For years, send it to the cleaners. And you just bought this piece of garment. Now, you got a problem. And your problem is up here. That mind. For the word said, what a man, so is. That means that if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. You got to pull off the old mind. That's part of that all things, remember. All things become new. Pull off the old man means to pull off the old way of thinking. The old way preserves flesh. The new way is to crucify. And when you crucify things, they usually what? Die. Okay. Now, if you have crucified your flesh, it ought to be buried. But I think you must have put them in the mausoleum. So you can go and open it up and get him out. Be ye transformed by the. I'm going to have to get out of here, God. I want to overfeed you. Okay. Because it overfeed you, you're going to regurgitate. And I want you to keep all of it, not just part of it. Because if you keep all of it, then we can move to the next level. And how many know the next level ain't going to be no better than the one you just left? It may wind up being worse because you move to the next level. See, we think when we're moving from the one level to the next level, it's going to get better as you go up. Now, the closer you get up, the worse it's going to be. Because you're almost there, and the devil don't want you to get there. So if your fires are getting hotter, it's because God is getting you nearer to him. You say, draw me nearer, nearer, oh God, to your bleeding side. How you think he got stopped with bleeding from? He was pierced in his side. And you get closer, you're going to get pierced. Because as Christ suffered in the flesh, prepare yourself to get go through the same stuff, to be suffering in your flesh. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I can take it. Me and the Lord can do it. Me and the Lord can handle it. Me and the Lord will be victorious. Hallelujah. And me and the Lord will be blessed. Because what God bless, can't nobody curse. Now either you blessed or you're not. And whatever anybody else try to do to me, every negative thing they say, every negative thing they do, is going to be a blessing. Because he said all things. And we're going back to the all things again. What would he say that all things were? All things. So, you lying on me? It's working for my good. You persecuting me? It's working for my good. You criticize me? It's working for my good. You ostracizing me? It's working for my good. You kicking me to the curb? It's still working to the good. So you can't harm me. You can only bless me. And sometimes blessings are in disguise. Doesn't look like a blessing. That's why we miss out on a whole lot of blessings. We look for a blessing to be all shiny and black gold. And he may be looking like a caterpillar. You know them caterpillars, all them little horns and things looking on them. Look like a real terrible. And you wouldn't dare touch him, you just missed out on your blessing. I better quit. But remember, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Pull off that old mind of yours that I can't do and I can't take it. I won't do something. that mind that keeps I up front. You got to decrease and allow Christ to increase. You got to stop seeing Dr. Lewis and see God that's in him. Because what you claim her to be, to you is going to be. The power of life and death is where? And your tongue tell you, you better tell somebody, you better be careful what you say. Sometimes you wind up cursing yourself. And then we ask the Lord, why is this happening to me? You said it. You proclaim it. You made it come true. How can I do that? Because you got God in you. Then Jesus said, if you abide in me, I will what? Abide in you. And when I come in, I ain't going to be leaving. So instead of speaking doom and gloom, and start speaking power and victory. Start speaking deliverance. Start speaking salvation. Stop talking about Susan, Sal, and Jane and talk about salvation. Stop talking about how bad the world is and start talking about how good it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pull off the old and put on the new. You have enough? Yeah, I believe you have enough. We don't want you with indigestion. You need to digest this. Gospel invitation is extended to whosoever will and may come. Whatever it is that you desire of the Lord, it's in the new garment. Let me say this. You know what your garment is? It's the word of God. So whenever you're having some kind of problem, search the word out. Your answer is in your new garment. God gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And he gave you your garment to wear. You got to wear it every day. You can't get bored of it. And you can't get tired of it. You know how we are. I'm tired of this. But this garment is permanent. and you got to wear it the way the word says wear it. Whatever your needs are, whatever your desires are, now is the time to seek him of the Lord. The doors of faith are open. All you need to do is to walk through. Choir number one is singing. God's invitation is extended.